This week, 24 Southern Methodist University students and a small group of volunteers have been living in a temporary refugee camp they've built on this campus in the North Texas city of Dallas. They constructed affordable shelters that can be used by the poor and by survivors of war and natural disasters. Spread over SMU's expanse of green lawns and live oaks sit a variety of buildings clustered around a white United Nations tent. A six-sided polypropylene and aluminum house is adjacent to a dome-shaped igloo made of sandbags. Next door is a recycled plastic brick and mud hut. SMU students, including senior engineering major Carson Lindstedt, helped erect the dozen different buildings. He and others then spent a week living in them.
The biggest thing is I'm getting a perspective about what's going on in other places in the world. Whenever you're an SMU student, it's easy to get caught up in the city in kind of your own little bubble and your own little world. And whenever you're an engineer, there's so many different problems that you're capable of solving.
Problems like lack of shelter or power in post-Katrina New Orleans, Haiti's Port-au-Prince after the earthquake, or impoverished villages in the developing world.
By the time we reach 2020, there's going to be about 1.7 billion people living in slums. And so we'd like to affect change.
Stephanie Hunt is co-founder of the Hunt Institute for Engineering and Humanities at SMU. She says it was set up to solve problems of the poor in the United States and around the world through engineering, collaboration, and the free market. Her institute helped fund this village to demonstrate some solutions.
We'd like to inspire the next generation of engineer, entrepreneur, anthropologist, lawyer, anyone who can help in eradicating, well, not eradicating poverty. I don't think that's quite possible. There will always be poverty, but with extreme poverty, we'd like to be a part of collaborating on helping solve issues that they face day to day, like clean water, for instance.
So in this little village, there's a low-pressure, low-cost water purifier capable of creating enough drinking water for 3,000 people a day. Student Lindstedt points to solar panels on the roof of a prepackaged shelter and explains that they can be used to recharge cell phones.
So what most people don't know is whenever you go over to these countries like Kenya and places like that, that cell phones are actually a huge, huge commodity. While these people almost have no money, they all have cell phones, but they don't have any electricity to charge them.
With the solar panels, now they will. The goal here is not just to save lives, but to change them. The Institute hopes some entrepreneurs might earn some money with these ideas. One of the structures in the SMU village was built with bricks made mostly from recycled plastic bags. They're held together with heavy wire. Harvey Lacey, father of two college-age sons, including one here at SMU, heard about this project and contributed his invention. It's the heavy-duty hand-crank compactor that anybody can use to form the big bricks he calls Ubuntu blocks.
The beautiful things about this here, these blocks right here weigh less than 2 pounds. They're very, very stiff, all right? These things can go for many generations of housing.
Lacey believes in his product and is giving the design away. Anybody can follow his online plans to build the compactor that turns plastic bags into bricks.
This is a very substantial, structurally sound building.
On this warm day, it's cool inside the mud-plastered Ubuntu Blocks hut, thanks in part to the thick plastic insulation. Lacey says it'll soon be tested by scientists for its durability and insulating properties. Kenyan architect Ronald Omyanga, visiting the global village before returning to his native Africa, says his country is full of these recyclable bags that are now trash. But with Lacey's design, he says that litter could be transformed into safe, affordable housing. He dreams of other benefits, too.
I look at the heavy Lacey hut as a means of creating jobs and cleaning the environment, but turning waste into something that can form houses, not just for the poor.
For VOA News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas, Texas.